originally published in 2021 or January 28, 2019. In 1521, the Portuguese navigator and explorer Ferdinand Magellan carrying the Spanish flag came across the Philippines while searching for the Spice Island. Most likely Indian subcontinent, Ferdinand Magellan and his men landed on Cebu Island in the central Philippines instead. With his arrival in Cebu on March 17, 1521, his first attempt was to colonize and Christianize the islands and their inhabitants. The story goes that Magellan met with Raja Humabon, the ruler of the Cebu Island, who had an ill grandson. Magellan, or one of his men, was able to cure or help the young boy recover, and in gratitude, Raja Humabon allowed himself, his chief consort Humaymay, and 800 of his subjects to be baptized en masse. No independent confirmation of this fabricated story, however, is available. After Magellan died, the Spanish government replaced him by sending Miguel López de Legazpi. He arrived in Cebu from New Spain, now Mexico. Spain introduced Christianity and colonized the Philippines. The first permanent Spanish settlement was established in Cebu in 1565, making it the new Spanish colony capital, with Legazpi as the first governor. After Magellan, Miguel López de Legazpi conquered the Muslim kingdom of Manila in 1570. The Spanish missionaries were able to spread Christianity in Luzon and the Visayas by using all kinds of tricks and coercion, but the diverse array of ethno-linguistic groups in the highland areas of Luzon and Visayas avoided Spanish annexation owing to their remote and difficult mountainous region. Sultanates in Mindanao retained the Islamic faith as its official religion, which had been present in the southern Philippines since sometime between the 10th and 12th century. It slowly spread north throughout the archipelago, particularly in coastal areas. The resistance to the Western invasion, colonization, and forced conversion to Christianity makes an important part of the national history of the Philippines. Although many Western historians have frivolously claimed that the Philippines peacefully accepted Spanish rule, the reality is that many insurgencies and rebellions continued on many scales and places throughout the Spanish colonial period. The Spanish contrivances rendered unsuccessful in converting Muslim sultanates to Christianity, and in fact warred with Muslim Filipinos throughout their 300-year colonial rule from 1521 to 1898. Nor have they successfully conquered certain highland areas, such as the Luzon Highlands, where a diverse array of ethno-linguistic groups use their remote, difficult mountainous terrain to successfully avoid colonization and conversion. Spanish clergies were highly contemptuous and destructive towards local and Islamic religious practices. They systematically destroyed indigenous holy places and symbols. They also tried to stamp out all examples of native scripts and literature for fear that Filipinos were using exotic symbols to foment rebellion. Islam had been present in the southern Philippines since sometime between the 10th and 12th centuries. It slowly spread north throughout the archipelago, particularly in coastal areas. Had it not been for Spanish intervention, the Philippines definitely would have been a Muslim-dominated country like Malaysia, Indonesia, and others in the area. Great deceit by the USA. The Philippines unilaterally declared independence from Spain on June 12, 1898 under the leadership of President Emilio Aguinaldo, culminating in the 1896 revolution. Unbeknownst to the newly established government and the Filipino people in general, the United States of America had secretly arranged to purchase the colony along with several other possessions of Spain through the Treaty of Paris that concluded the Spanish-American War. After staging a mock battle in Manila, the Philippine-American War ensued until the Philippine government capitulated in 1902. The Philippines subsequently underwent successive stages of rule under the United States, first as an unincorporated territory, then as a commonwealth. It was then occupied by the Japanese during the Second World War. In 1943, Japan granted its short-lived independence to the Philippines, and in 1944, the Allied invasion of the Philippines jointly by the U.S. and Filipino troops began, which resulted in America regaining full control of the nation. In 1946, the United States gave the Philippines its independence. Save Rohingya for Palestinian, most likely Indian subcontinent, Ferdinand Magellan, most likely Indian subcontinent, Ferdinand Magellan and Kashmiri Muslims from state-sponsored genocide. Reclaim, Africa, a Muslim continent. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.